come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. What an amazing month this is. This is a month of healing, deliverance, and wholeness. I'm so excited about the conference coming up on this coming Friday and Saturday. If you have not registered, I encourage you to go ahead and go on over to www.bethoumadewhole.com and get registered. As I was thinking about this whole concept of wholeness, healing, and deliverance, I was led to a movie called The Adjustment Bureau. I don't know if you've ever heard of that movie, but this is an incredible movie about a group of individuals who believe that everyone's life has a specific plan, has a different, a specific destiny and destination, and that we are to walk out that plan in the way that we're created to walk out that plan. And so we cannot divert from that plan. In this movie, they talk about the distinction between fate and choice. And I'm sure you've heard those terms before, but maybe a little bit different. There's this idea that there's this thing called fate, that something has already been destined for our lives. In my world, this means that the Creator has already set forth the plan for my life. On the other side of that spectrum, you have this idea of choice, and you have this idea of what we call free will, that we have the opportunity to create and change situations the way we think that they should be. And so there's this kind of struggle between fate and choice, or destiny and free will, our purpose and our own plans, right? And so there's this movie that talks about this very thing, where you can see they're looking at how to keep people on course, and that when anybody diverts from the plan, they're able to see it in this golden book, and they're able to help to get the people back on path. What they talk about in that movie is that sometimes management authorizes a recalibration. So when we just talked about the detours, that there are times in this movie where they see you getting off track, and quote unquote management, in our world, that would be the Holy Spirit, would notice that we're getting off track, and they would set forth what is called a recalibration. Well, that is such a mighty and powerful thing if you really think about it. Do you happen to know what a recalibration is? Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that. Recalibration, by definition, is to calibrate again. Well, what does that even mean? What does it even mean to calibrate something again? Well, it means that you're determining the way a thing is divided, or the way a thing moves, that you create a shift in a degree of a thing. So if my detour is a complete detour, then a recalibration turns me around. If I just step out of alignment, then a recalibration just shifts my focus to a degree to the right direction. It's an opportunity to shift things back into place, or to get into alignment with another word. If you think about recalibration, it's simply just an adjustment. It's simply just an attunement, or a shift in a thing. And so when you're thinking about the recalibration of our life, the recalibration of our steps, the recalibration of the things that set us in motion, there in this movie was this group of people that was set to authorize recalibrations, that were set to get us back on course when we were going off course. We, as in the characters in the movie. As I was watching this movie, my mind immediately went to the Holy Spirit and how he recalibrates our lives. Well, what we see in this movie is that there are two main characters and their life is going on course. They find each other and there were some questions about whether or not they were meant to be together. Well, what happens is somebody in the Adjustment Bureau had been studying one of the main characters for years. He knew his patterns. He knew where he was going to be, and he knew what situations he needed to be out of so he didn't fall out of alignment with his proposed plan for his life. Well, on this one specific day, this individual who works at the Adjustment Bureau was supposed to be adjusting something in this guy's life. He was supposed to be allowing the coffee to spill so that he would then go back up and change his clothes, and that would then make him miss the 7:05 a.m. bus that would then get him to the office late, where he would then miss this adjustment process that was taking place in his office building. Well, when he did not get that adjustment, because guess what happened? The person from the Adjustment Bureau fell asleep. So when the adjustment didn't take place, that set things in motion. And that's how we began to see the unfolding, to see the definition, to see the revelation of this thing called the Adjustment Bureau. But let me tell you what just happened in case you missed it. The individual who was working for the Adjustment Bureau was supposed to be helping to set something in place. He was supposed to be helping to delay some things. He was supposed to be making an adjustment in a pattern. But what happened? He fell asleep. I hope you didn't miss that. If you fall asleep on your assignment, you may very well impact the life of yourself and impact the lives of others whom you are connected to. So this is not the season to be asleep on assignment. This is the season to be wide awake and to be moving and focused and purposed and poised for your ultimate destination. Because he fell asleep, the main character was able to make that 7:05 a.m. bus. He was able to see the love of his life. He was able to make it to the job on time, and he was able to see the Adjustment Bureau staff at work. That thing caused a chain of events that then came to happen that shifted some things that began to make him question fate versus choice. And he began to say, I don't want fate. He says, I want to walk in my choice. I want to walk in my free will. This is my life, and let my life be what I have destined it to be. And so let's take a pause right here, and let's take a second to go back and think about your own life. Think about the steps that you were taking. Think about how you were on track, and then all of a sudden you got off track. You took a little detour. God had already said that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. God had already said that you were created for a time such as this. But you said, I'm not sure about that. I don't see myself in that limelight. I don't really feel that in my spirit. And so you took a slight detour. You said, I just got to do this my way for a little while. I just got to party a little bit. I just got to drink and drug a little bit. I just want to hang out with this crowd for a little bit. And so you took a little detour. Well, what happened on that detour? Think back about any detours that you may have taken. And maybe those examples given weren't you. But what have you done that was even slightly recalibrated outside of the line that God had already set up for your life? Take a second, think about that, and let's break. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Let's talk about the fact that a plan was already set for our lives, that there was already something put in place for us. And every now and again, we get off track because we too, as humans, we have this idea of fate versus choice. We have this idea of purpose versus free will. We have this idea that this is my life and I want to do it according to my own plans. Well, let me tell you, friend, let me tell you exactly what this is talking about. Although the words in Jeremiah 29:11 are true, that for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future, plans for an expected end. Yes, that is all absolutely true, that the plan is already set for your life. And we know that, we move in that, we hear that, we tell it to ourselves, we prophesy that over ourselves. But do we truly understand that there is a plan, that yes, we have free will, that yes, we have free choice to do what it is that we decide to do. And we might very well take a detour that gets us off path. We might very well do something that pulls us out of alignment. Let's talk about divine alignment. We are meant to be doing what we're called to do in this season. And I wanted to tell you this one specific scripture that stood out even the more as I was thinking about this thing, as I was watching that movie, The Adjustment Bureau. And so I just talked to you a little bit about Jeremiah 29 and 11. But if you go back to the beginning of Jeremiah, we're talking about this plan. Yes, he told you that he has a plan. But even before he gets to that in chapter 29, he tells us in chapter 1, verse 5, he says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." What does that even mean? What does that even look like? Yes, there is a plan and a purpose for your life. There's a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Yes, that is absolutely true. But check this out. When we were talking about the Adjustment Bureau and we were talking about the fact that every individual had a specific purpose, they had a specific destination, and that they were supposed to chart this specific course in order to meet the specific destination. Well, that's what this chapter is talking about. This verse is talking about the fact that before we were born, now we know that we have the opportunity to live out our life's purpose, but before you were even created, my God, before you were even formed in the womb of your mother, before your parents even met, before they even hooked up, this says that before you were formed in the womb, that I knew you. Who knew you? God knew you. God knew exactly what he wanted for your life. He knew exactly the plan on your life. He knew exactly the calling on your life. He knew the anointing and the oil that was going to fall fresh, Jesus, hallelujah, on your life. He knew what he wanted for your life. He formed you with specificity. I don't know about you, but I know that there were times when I was on my detour moments when I doubted myself, when I felt insignificant, when I felt less than, when I felt like I didn't measure up, when I didn't know what I was purposed for, when I didn't believe that there was anything inside of me that was worth anything. God says, "Daughter, I knew you way back when, before you were even conceived, daughter, I knew you." And he specifically says that before you were born, I set you apart. He says that I appointed you to be a prophet for the nation, that I wanted to use your voice. What does a prophet do? A prophet speaks, a prophet edifies, a prophet builds up. He says that I wanted to use your voice for something mighty. I wanted to use you for something greater than what you can see, think, and or imagine. He said that he has set you apart. So in those moments of loneliness, in those moments of doubt, when you were warring in your mind, God said, "Daughter, I knew you." God said, "Daughter, I put you in that place because I wanted to do a good work in you." My God, we're talking about healness coming. We're talking about wholeness coming. We're talking about deliverance. Well, he said, "I had to set you apart before you were born so that I can begin to interwove myself in your spirit." My God, he said that I had to speak to you in a places where man couldn't touch. I had to let you know that at the root of everything that I am there. In a different version, he says that he sanctified you and that he ordained you. So those who don't feel called, those who don't feel worthy, those who don't feel mighty, know that God set you apart. Know that he sanctified you, that he has appointed you and he has ordained you for a time such as this, a time to walk out the will that he created for your life. And so we were talking about the Adjustment Bureau, right? And we were talking about what that looks like when somebody has a plan for you and that they want you to stay on course, and that when you go off course that they're following you. Well, when I was watching, I told you I saw the Holy Spirit, and what I was reminded of is that there is a plan for our lives, that when we get off course, the Almighty God knows it. He can see everything that we do. He can feel everything that we feel. He can read our minds. He knows everything that we're thinking. And so when we even mentally get off course, when we have lust in our minds, my God, when we have greed in our minds, my God, when we have jealousy in our minds, my God, he said, "I know that thing that is inside of you." And when we begin to divert, he begins to put our feet, Jesus, back on course, because he says that I know the plans that I have for you. He says that I've called you for a specific purpose. And yes, while I will give you free will to take those detours, daughter, I've got to get you back on track. I've got to set you back on the trajectory that I have purposed and I have ordained and I have appointed for your life. He says, in this movie, they were talking about the fact that free will is a gift that we don't even understand until we fight for it. So are you really even fighting for your free will? You say, "I got free will and I'm going to do it." But are you fighting for that free will. How many of you know that there is scripture that tells us that when our mind is stayed on Jesus, that he will give us the desires of our hearts? And so even when we focus on free will, even when we function in our free will environment, there are some things that can shift in us. There are some things that can move in us. There are some things that are in us that can help move things in other people. When we operate in free will, when our free will is aligned with the Holy Spirit, when it is aligned with God's purpose for our life, when it is aligned with the anointing, with the appointment, with the oil that is fresh on you, then you will fight for that thing and you will stay the course and you will ultimately walk out what is designed just for you. And so my encouragement to you is just think about where you are in this life. Think about where you got off track and just know that you might be somebody who's in that season who's currently on a detour. But baby girl, you can get back on track. God has not left you in this silence. In this moment where you feel like you are isolated, God said, I had already set you apart. Back in Jeremiah 1:5, I'm telling you that I set you apart. And I set you apart for a time such as this. I will get the glory, my child. I will get the glory. I will bless you in ways that you can't even think about it. But I just need you to trust me. I need you to allow me to recalibrate you, my God, that he is the management that is authorized to recalibrate us. And so this movie was a fictitious display of this whole mindset and this whole course of life pattern. But I'm here to let you know that this is a real thing, that the Holy Spirit, that the God and the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit comes together. They are our real life adjustment bureau. They are here to make sure that we meet our life's purpose, that the thing that God saw in us before we were even placed in our parents' womb, in our mother's womb, that he has already set us apart, that he has already ordained us, and that he wants to make sure that the outcome is what he designed for you. Now, yes, he will give you free will to do what you desire to do, but if you are divinely aligned, I mentioned that early in this podcast, if you are divinely aligned with the Master, if you are divinely aligned with the Trinity, then you will walk forth in the things that he has called you into. You will walk forth in the things that he is bringing you out of. My God, you will walk forth in the things that he has planned and purposed for your life. So I don't know where you need to go back and reflect, where you need to see where you are, where you need to get back on course, but allow the Holy Spirit to recalibrate your life today. Take a moment and just rest in him and allow him to speak to you. Allow him to do a new work in you. Whatever it is that you need to be healed from, whatever it is you need to be recovered from, whatever it is you need to be delivered from, press into him like never before. Sign up for the Be Thou Made Whole conference on today. It is a small investment in yourself, but it is something that we need. It is something that we desire in order to be who and what we were called and created to be. If you don't want to walk this journey alone, connect with me. You can find me on Periscope. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Markita Green Motivates. You can find me. I will connect with you. But in the meantime, my sisters, my friends, my daughters, I will pray with you. I will stand in the gap for each and every listener of this On The Being podcast. You are not going this journey alone. Allow the Trinity, allow the Adjustment Bureau to recalibrate you where you need to be. Get in alignment, oh my God, with who you are, for you are ordained and appointed for a time such as this. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On The Being. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you. And I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.